From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man accused of killing six people in Tucson, Arizona, and critically wounding Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is scheduled to appear in federal court in Phoenix today. Jared Loughner faces five criminal counts, including attempted assassination of a member of Congress. The FBI says it found an envelope in a safe in Loughner's home with some handwritten words on it, including the phrase, "I planned ahead," as well as "my assassination" and "Giffords." NPR's Jeff Brady joins us now from Tucson. Jeff, what's the latest on Congresswoman Giffords' condition today?
She's still in the intensive care unit at University Medical Center, and doctors are keeping her in a medically induced coma so she can rest. But they reduce the anesthesia periodically and wake her up just to make sure she's progressing and that nothing bad has happened while she's sleeping. The big concern now is that her brain could start swelling, but so far there have been no reports of any problems like that.
So what are doctors saying now about her chances of a recovery?
Nothing specific, only that she's facing months, probably years of rehabilitation. The bullet traveled through the left part of her brain, and most people that controls the right side of the body and speech. But at this point, she can't really talk anyway because as of Sunday morning, she was on a ventilator. And the doctors say they're encouraged because she was communicating when she was brought into the hospital right after the shooting. And since then, a doctor asked her to show him two fingers, and she did.
So when are we going to be getting another update on her condition?
Doctors are scheduled to hold a briefing with reporters at noon Eastern time today.
Thanks, Jeff. That's NPR's Jeff Brady reporting from Tucson, Arizona. A severe winter storm packing snow, sleet, and freezing rain is paralyzing travel across parts of the South this morning. NPR's Paul Brown is in North Carolina. He joins us now. He's tracking the storm from there. Paul?
Craig, this storm is dumping ice, snow, sleet, rain in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, and forecasters say this sleet and freezing rain could last into tomorrow in Georgia.
So, Paul, how well are southern states doing in coping with a storm like this?
Well, they have a tough time often because they don't have the same amount of equipment that northern cities have that are used to storms like this and expect them. Often they do not have the budgets for major snow clearing and depend on the weather itself, warming temperatures, to melt snow. This time, forecasters say that may not happen for the next 24 to 48 hours. So lots of cities are having a tough time. Major airports are either closed or canceling flights by the thousands.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Searchers have found the flight data recorder in the wreckage of a jetliner that crashed in Iran while trying to land in a snowstorm. As many as 77 people were killed in that crash. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for more openness and tolerance in the Middle East to help blunt extremism, especially among Arab young people.
Rather than standing off from each other, we should work to try to prevent the extremists anywhere from being able to commit violence.
Clinton was speaking on Arab TV in a talk show today. She cited the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords as an example of the impact of extremism in the United States. A federal trial is set to begin in El Paso, Texas today for a former CIA operative who's charged with a bombing in Cuba. NPR's Greg Allen reports the accused is a Cuban exile.
Luis Posada Carriles' history reads like a spy novel. A former classmate of Fidel Castro at the University of Havana, he was recruited by the CIA and was part of the failed Bay of Pigs operation. By the mid-70s, he left the agency and began carrying out his own operations aimed at destabilizing the Castro government. Cuba and Venezuela have long charged that he was behind the bombing of a Cuban airliner in 1976 that killed 73 people. The trial beginning today in El Paso centers around the bombing of a Havana hotel in 1997 that killed an Italian tourist. In a 2005 immigration hearing, Posada denied having anything to do with the attack. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Gasoline prices have risen further over the past 3 weeks. Gas prices up about 9 cents a gallon to a national average of $3.08 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trovi Lundberg says she expects the rate of increase in gas prices to slow even further, and she says they may even level off in the coming weeks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.